For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 74, and I'm here with Rylan.
Yep, before this episode starts, once again, you know, join our Discord. The wherever you're listening from, wherever you're listening from, there's most like a link for Discord, you know, you can go to Instagram. It's there, you know, YouTube, it's there. Yeah. Once we hit 30 members, we're going to have a movie night and possibly do a giveaway. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to, you know, get maybe free merch or, you know, whatever we decide to do, you know, go ahead and join the Discord. We're going to pick a random winner or something if we do a giveaway.
Yeah. All right. So talked about a few weeks ago how Xbox was releasing a few of their first-party titles on PS5, and we have the Hi-Fi Rush reviews for the PS5.
Okay, so I got, like, two companies here.
Okay.
From Push Square, it's a 9 out of 10 on Push Square, which is good. It's really good. Then on Metacritic, it's a 87%.
Okay. That's for the Xbox version. 87. Xbox version? Yeah. The PS5 on Metacritic is 90.
That's close enough.
Yeah. It's because I have all three of them here, Xbox, PC, and PS5. So the Xbox is 87, PC was a 90, and PS5 was a 90. So it scored better on PS5 than it did on its own console.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting that you know, these Xbox games are going to the other consoles and stuff now.
Yeah.
So not used to it.
But with the Xbox version, it had 63 critic reviews. The PC had 37, and the PS5 so far only has 12. So far with the 12, it's 12 positive, 0 mixed, and 0 negative. So it's doing really good starting out at a 90%.
Yeah, it is.
So we'll go ahead and move on. Nintendo is at the PAX East event because it started time recording yesterday and goes till Sunday, the 24th.
Okay, when I got here is... Nintendo has attended numerous PAX events in the past, bringing with them big booths, tons of games, demos, plenty of merch, and more. PAX East 2024 is running March 21st to 24th, as Ashton said, this year, but Nintendo hasn't made a peep about being at this show, you know, obviously this year. While we're still waiting to hear from them on the matter, it seems that they will indeed be attending. The official floor map of PAX East 2024 has popped up online, and it shows that Nintendo is occupying a sizable chunk of the hall again. We don't know what Nintendo will be bringing with them game-wise, but the demos for the latest Switch games and long-tail sellers seems like the most likely subsets. Of course, the rest assured there will be plenty of goodies to scoop up and photo ops as well. While we didn't know Nintendo would be at PAX East 2024, we learned a while back that Pokemon Company will be in attendance. They'll have a decent space on the show floor, some distance away from Nintendo's walk, but make sure to head over there, check out what they have on display for merch to games and both Nintendo and Pokemon company booths should keep you quite entertained. This is from not even a day. So this article I just it's from like a week ago or something like that.
Right, yeah. So yeah, they're
This right
currently
here,
at the event now.
this right here was from like not even a day ago. So it says here to celebrate the Pokemon video game series and the Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet games, Nintendo showcased a hand-painted mural at PAX East 2024. The mural highlights a unique character transformation mechanic called Terra Stylization and features a fun design with Pokemon Eevee that takes the center stage. And this was, again, a time recording, probably around like 16, 17 hours ago.
Yeah.
This was actually, so, as I said, not even a day ago. So yeah, Nintendo's gonna be, at the event and everything. They're gonna show a whole bunch of demos and all
Pokemon
that.
stuff so far, anyway.
And
Which is.
they're probably gonna show maybe a few Mario things if they have any, whatnot.
Well, to me, like, if they just do Pokemon, like, that makes no sense to me because they just had the Pokemon Presents. And there's no major Pokemon game releasing anytime soon. Legends X and Y isn't
They
releasing
already
until next
showed.
year.
They already showed like all the Pokemon stuff they have, like
Right, and there's no big
releasing and
games
whatnot.
releasing anytime soon. So to me, I think Nintendo would want to showcase something releasing soon, like Luigi's Mansion 2 remake, or the Paper Mario Thousand Year Door remake, or even Princess Peach Showtime, I think released today. Like, you'd think they would want to show something like that. They might, but.
I think they will because as you said, they did the Pokemon Direct and everything, so
Right.
they're gonna have to do something different,
You
like
would think.
besides the Pokemon,
Right.
because we already know everything about the
The
Pokemon and
Pokemon
whatnot.
and everything. I mean, yeah, their booths are going to get attention because everybody likes Pokemon. Like, but the thing is, show something that is coming out soon. So,
And that we really don't know about.
right. All right, moving on. So, we talked about this guitar a few weeks ago, and it's now available for pre-order.
Yeah, I remember when we talked about it.
Yeah, we
Fortnite
told you
Festival
guys
like
when
just
we'd
came
let you
out.
know when it became available for sale. So, here
Yeah,
it is.
it's like whenever the Lego stuff in Fortnite just came out then.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Fortnite Festival and all that. So what I got here is PDP's Riftmaster guitar controller is now available for pre-order. If you want to play Rock Band 4, as we said, Fortnite, you can play Fortnite Festival on it. It hasn't been easy for or affordable to pick up new guitar controllers. It's common to find secondhand guitar controllers selling for 500 or so. That gone.
Yeah, they're marked up.
That is like a regular, like an actual guitar price, like a
Yeah.
high-end guitar.
Right.
Screw a guitar, I'll buy a controller.
Play Guitar
But,
Hero.
yeah. I got here. Or so, that's changing. Thankfully, with the launch of PDP's Riftmaster, it's only 130, so it's affordable.
Yeah.
Especially for.
Compared to $500.
Yeah, especially compared to $500. It says here that's coming to shelves in April for both PlayStation and Xbox consoles. Both ship with a USB-A wireless transceiver. So, like, my Guitar Hero thing I have, I'm guessing what it's going to be is a little USB that you plug into the console.
Yeah.
Because what my Guitar Hero is, that's what it is. You have a little USB, you plug it in to like the console.
Right.
Let's see here. But only the Xbox version promises full window capability. So even the PlayStation guitar was still recognized by my desktop. And also, the design is made for right and left-handed people. So it doesn't matter what hand you are, you can play it.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, so because last time we talked about it, I talked about how I play a real guitar right-handed, but I play Guitar Hero Rock Band left-handed. So I have to
Yeah.
use the lefty flip on the game and stuff. So it would come in handy being able to use it left-handed. But it's
Yeah, me,
compatible with Rock Band 4 and Fortnite Festival.
yeah, it's,
On
I kind of want
Xbox, PlayStation, and PC as well.
yeah, it's for all three of those. Imagine if they put it on Switch too. I don't know how that would run.
Probably not great.
Yes.
All right. Here is something that we've been looking forward to for a very,
Yeah.
very long time.
I've been waiting for
This was
this for.
announced, I think. Oh, I don't
It was
know.
like
Like
last.
August. No, it was like August or September of 2022.
Yeah. It was announced a while ago.
Long time ago. And then we got an update not too long ago, or it
Yeah.
was like late last year that we talked about. But okay,
Yeah.
anyway.
Because I remember talking about War Time Mobile, like that I was gonna like come out eventually this
Yeah.
year and whatnot.
Well, originally they were saying November last year, and around that time we talked about how they extended it. It was going to be April, and then they backed that up to March 21st.
Also, by then we were talking about the Microsoft, Activision Blizzard thing that
Right.
was going on, the
Yep.
Call of Duties going to Game Pass and all that.
Yep.
Also.
Right. So anyway, Warzone Mobile is now available.
Yeah, it's awesome. My dad was playing it earlier,
I've played
actually.
it off and on all day. It's fun.
I haven't played it yet. I want to try it out. I'm gonna try it out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right now it's time recording. It's almost 11 o'clock at
Yeah, I was gonna
night.
stream it,
So,
but don't have time to stream it tonight, but yeah, we'll play it tomorrow.
yeah, but what I got here is Call of Duty Warzone Mobile is now available for Android and iOS. Call of Duty Warzone Mobile is now available to play in India. The new title features iconic Verdansk and Rebirth Island maps and support cross progression across PC, console, and mobile. So the account that you have, like, I'm guessing like your old accounts or whatever, you can use.
Yeah, so what I did, I linked my Steam and Xbox accounts. So, like, all of the
So,
progress
like,
I've
if you
had
bought
from
it,
the other
yeah.
war zones, like all the guns and stuff, like, they've transferred over.
So, if you. So, do you keep the skins? Like, are the skins there?
Yeah, some of them.
So,
If
like,
they're
some
compatible
if a
with
person.
Warzone Mobile, they are.
So, if a person bought skins from the original Warzone, they'll get those.
Yeah.
That's nice, now people don't have to worry about them,
Well, and there's cross progression too, so you level up on one, you level up on another, you buy some
yeah,
one thing, yeah.
that's kind of how what it was with kind of like how how whenever they did the Modern Warfare 2019, Cold War, then Warzone,
Yeah.
that all synced up,
Right, and that's how it
like,
should be.
yeah,
So.
but what I got here is. Activision yesterday launched the highly anticipated first-person shooter game Call of Duty Warzone Mobile. It is available on both iOS and Android, and comes 4 years after the studio launches the original Warzone. Wow, it's already been 4 years.
Yeah.
That time's flying.
Yeah.
But what I got here, the new game requires only 8 to 10 GB of free space. So if you don't have 8, 10 GB of free space, delete whatever crap you got on your phone and
Yeah,
get this
because
game.
it's worth it.
It is. Let's see here. So make, as I said, make sure you have enough free space. As developers gradually bring new out, they're gonna keep releasing content. They're gonna, get gun rats probably and whatnot. Just like how the newer Call of Duties are now, where they continue to make like certain skins and whatnot, they're gonna do that for Warzone Mobile because it's all gonna interlink, which is
Like
awesome.
the battle pass progression and everything will sync up.
So unlike Call of Duty Mobile, it's kind of mid. Yeah, it's decent. Call of Duty
It's
Mobile is.
all right.
Call of Duty Warzone Mobile supports cross progression, as we said. You can connect your existing COD account to unlock in-game rewards on all platforms and all your weapons, blueprint skins, cosmetics, friend lists, channel chats, and even battle pass progression. Synced up across PC, console, and mobile, as we just said. So, that's awesome. I'm excited to play this game tomorrow. It looks fun. I've watched my dad play it a little bit. I'm really excited for it,
It's fun.
and I've seen gameplay on it also, on YouTube. I was kind of before we started this, I was watching some on it, and it looks really fun. I really can't wait to play it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, Call of Duty Warzone Mobile. Verdance is back.
Finally, I've missed this map so much. Like, I can't describe how happy I am to play that map again. Because when
Like,
Warzone
it's
first
been
came out, like,
forever.
we played crap out of it. We got all kinds of wins on
My friend.
Verdansk, on Plunder. But Plunder's not back yet. They're going to add it eventually, but
They're
it's
gonna,
not
I
back
was gonna say,
yet.
they're gonna add it back because Plunder was one of the first ever game it was on, I
I
think.
love Plunder.
Because whenever the game first came out, I played it on Colin's Xbox because he was over at Terra's, and I played Plunder. That was the first game that I played was Plunder.
I'd rather play the Plunder than Battle Royale.
I like Plunder, it's fun.
And Plunder on Verdansk, you just can't beat that.
Yeah, it's you kind of get that little bit of nostalgic from it,
Yeah,
even though
like
it's only
I
4 years old. It's only 4 years old.
the new Warzone maps, I cannot get used to them. No matter how much I play them, I cannot get used to them. But going back to Verdansk today, it's like I know exactly where I'm at. I
Yeah,
know where I need
exactly
to go.
everything.
Like, I know where everything is. Like, Boneyard. Oh, I love going to Boneyard because there's so many
Yeah.
loot boxes. And, oh,
I like going
man.
to like the superstore and stuff too.
Yeah, and farmland. I like the
That's,
farmland too.
yeah.
But the game modes and maps. It says Call of Duty Warzone Mobile currently has four game modes: Battle Royale, Rebirth, Resurgence, Mobile
Yeah.
Royale, and Mosh Pit. While the first three are Battle Royale modes, the last one is multiplayer.
So, Rebirth is back.
Yeah, so it has Verdansk and Rebirth Island. There's only two modes with Rebirth. The rest have Verdansk besides Mosh Pit has, well, it
Rebirth
tells
is,
you.
I liked Rebirth whenever, I played Warzone 1. Because, you had that. It's the only reason I liked it because it was more fast paced and everything. It was more hectic.
Yeah, well, they kind of made Verdansk more fast paced if you play the Mobile Royale, so it has better loot, but everything's more fast paced, so it speeds up the game. But it's
Oh,
still
so they it
Verdansk.
speeds up it like speeds up the gas
Yeah,
and whatnot.
and there's less players, 78 instead of 120, or you can play
Oh.
regular Battle Royale on Verdansk, and that's still your regular 120. And regular amount of time.
Regular everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, just everything's
Original.
normal. Yeah. So they're gonna add more game modes and everything eventually. They're
Yeah.
gonna add Plunder and some other different types of game modes and whatnot.
Right, yeah. And then
Which I can't wait to see that.
it just says describing the game modes and stuff, but it says The Mosh Pit one. It's just random, like team deathmatch, kill confirm, hard point, domination, different modes mixed together with different maps. Yeah.
Just multiplayer.
And then the maps are like shipment, shoot house, and scrapyard. And then it says, as expected, Call of Duty Warzone Mobile will have mobile exclusive events, with the first one being Operation Day Zero, which started today, time recording.
So what is that?
I didn't do it, so I'm not exactly sure. But it's just a mission, I believe. And I think within one of those missions, there's actually a plunder mission, which is kind of a tease that they are going to add plunder as a game mode.
Eventually. Soon. Yeah. So it's just like a mission. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, like I said, I played. So I played this off and on all day today. I played a couple with Summer with just the regular, you know, finger touch controls. We won some. And then I played some on my iPad with controller because there is controller support like there is in Call of Duty Mobile. But when Call of Duty Mobile, it separates you from controller players. If you're playing with controller, you're playing players with controller too.
If you're playing, you know, regular mobile, you're playing against people who are using their fingers.
But right now, Warzone Mobile, it doesn't separate the two yet. They will eventually, but it's just starting out, they don't separate the two. But, like I said, I have one playing just the touch controls against controller players, so it's not that...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you definitely have an advantage playing controller, but you can still, with the auto fire and everything, you can...
Can't you move the buttons around?
Because
the Call of Duty Mobile, I'm pretty sure you could.
You might be able to. I didn't really. You probably can. I just didn't fool with it much because I knew I was going to be using controller mostly.
I used to play, you know, my iPad. I used to do, like, how I play. I play like this, kind of like a little, what it's called. It's like a, it's weird. It's kind of like, it's like claw and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on the iPad.
There's no way I could do that.
Because what I used to do, I used to, you know, move, you know, normally my thumbs, but I would shoot with, like, this finger right here. So I would click down on it, shoot, like, aim and shoot. Yeah, it was...
Yeah, so, I just play with controller, so I had my iPad hooked up to
that's
my monitor.
That's all my dad.
And then
I told my
controller.
Dad about, like, controller. He's like, you can? He didn't know at all.
Oh, really?
I said, yeah, Dad, you can play controller on that. He's like, you can? I was like, yeah, you can Bluetooth it. He's like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think maybe PS4 controllers. I know PS5 and then Xbox.
You can use PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and, you know, the newer Xboxes. Because I could connect my Xbox One and PS4 controllers to my, like, say, Call of Duty Mobile.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be the same, most likely.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't remember PS4. PS4 because I don't have a PS4 controller to test, but I know Xbox One, Xbox Series, and PS5 controllers you can connect to.
Yeah, and all those controllers you can use.
I've got Switch to work before on Call of Duty Mobile, but when I tried it like a month or two ago, I couldn't get it to work anymore. So
I
don't know.
Like patched it or something.
Probably.
But yeah, Call of Duty Mobile.
Oh, so excited.
I can't wait to play it.
So excited for that. Because for Dansk, I just missed that map so much.
Yeah, I'm gonna like feel that rush of nostalgia. Even though it's all, you know,
it's not even that old, but it feels like it's that old because you just can't play it anymore until now. Like, there was absolutely no way to play it anymore.
That was with the OG Fortnite. That's how it was.
Exactly. You just could not play it anymore. That's one thing that sucks about live service games that are continuously being updated. They control what you can play and what you can't. You can't just go and play a certain map if it's not available. So, yeah.
It's not, say, You know how you can pick two different things, like two different maps in COD? Like
Yeah.
you vote. It's not like you're in local mode and you can pick whatever map. It's like that. Like that's just my little example of it.
Right.
Like in local, you can pick whatever map you want. And actually online, you have a choice between like two maps, so
Yeah.
my little example.
Right. I kind of forgot to do an opinion topic on this episode, but just continuing with the Warzone Mobile. So, what are you looking forward to in Warzone Mobile? I mean, obviously, we both look forward to Plunder coming eventually, but is there anything else you
I mean,
want?
it's, let's see, they already have Rebirth. I wanted that to be back because I love playing Rebirth and everything.
Yeah.
Now maybe they can add Caldera back, maybe, but keep, Rebirth. Maybe they could add, one of the other big maps, but keep Verdant. They just keep everything, but make it all separate game modes,
Definitely keep Verdansk. If they get rid of Verdansk and Warzone Mobile, they are just completely stupid.
My closet just opened on its own.
That's weird.
That's creepy. Because it's like a mirror like closet, and it's shut right now. It's like this. It just moved. It went like that. Like it opened.
Nice.
Moving on.
So yeah, if like they get rid of Verdansk, like they're just completely stupid.
Yeah, because people want Verdansk back. I know they do. Because
Yeah.
that was when it was like Verdansk is such a good map in
It is.
general.
I don't know why they. I mean, they say they might bring it back later this year, but then they said that all they might not. So, like an actual Warzone,
They should. Again, as I said,
they should
different game
make it
modes.
just a playable map all the time. Like, you don't have to have a bunch of different modes for it. Just do a solos and maybe a squads or trios. Just two
Okay,
modes.
what? Bring it up, kind of like the mode thing. I've seen this thing where, in Fortnite, they're making it. They're apparently gonna make it so you can play Chapter 1, 2, and like 3. You can like play all the chapters, but different game modes, so you can pick
Well, they
what one you
should,
want to
because,
play.
like, I just play OG all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people would. But it would be cool to, go back to, whatever chapter
We
you
just
want to.
pick what you prefer.
Yeah.
Look, where you prefer to play. Like, I prefer to play on Verdansk on Warzone. I don't want to play at these other new maps and crap.
They should make it like an option or something. Like you can vote or something like that on what you want back and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And maybe with Microsoft owning Activision now, maybe they'll bring those back and make some better decisions, but who knows? It's still Activision.
That's true.
Yeah, that's all the topics we got. Appreciate you guys for watching or listening. Remember, you can as always watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Shout out to Face here. He first time chatter in the Kick chat. Appreciate you for watching.
Man.
Make sure to join our Discord server. Once we get 30 members, we will have a movie night and might have some kind of giveaway. So just join, see what we decide to give away, whether it's merch, custom controller,
Yeah,
whatever.
the links,
In the
on our
description of whatever you're
Instagram,
watching or listening,
YouTube,
it's on everything.
whatever. So,
Follow all the podcast socials, Twitch, Kick, YouTube, personal
yep.
Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts. Make sure to go follow Rylan on Twitch. He only needs four more before he's affiliate. So
Was two at one point, but
people unfollow for
people
some
love
reason.
unfollowing.
Yeah.
People love it.
So go follow him
Why?
on Twitch.
I don't know. I don't know why people
Our
do it.
podcasts, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all this, pretty much all of them. But buy our merch on Redbubble and Printify. Rylan, you have anything?
Not really, as I said, last episode, thank you for 180K downloads. Also, thank you, Marvel Strike Force, for sponsoring this episode and whatever.
Yep.
Use code MAXPOL.
Yeah, code Max Pool.
Just throw that out there.
Yeah.
And that's really all I have to say. Not much to say. Just thank you guys for listening.
All right. Yeah, we appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.